It is freezing outside, literally. Temperatures around Wisconsin have plunged to lows that some cities haven't seen since the mid-90s. And the National Weather Service has referred to these temperatures as life-threatening.
Many kids are home from school today. A lot of schools are already closed for tomorrow as well. We're going to take a look at how Wisconsinites are facing the frigid weather around the state.
Joining us from Wausau, where temperatures reached the negative 20s this morning, is WPR reporter Glenn Moberg. We'll be joined later by a reporter in La Crosse, too. Thanks for joining us, Glenn.
Well, hi, Veronica. Hi, Rob.
So what is it looking like where you are in Wausau?
Well, right now it is 19 below zero in Wausau, a balmy 19 below. It was 25 below when I got into work this morning. The deck on the second floor of my house in Merrill read 27 below, and
wow.
We had an unofficial reading from one of my friends in Rhinelander of 32 below zero. So the schools are closed today. They'll be closed again in Wausau, and I haven't seen the schools in this community closed for two consecutive days, and it's getting on about 15 years now. So this is it's cold outside.
Now, I heard this morning that Wausau was the coldest spot in the state. Is that what you're hearing, too?
Well, we got a reading that was colder than that in Rhinelander, but I would say north-central Wisconsin is definitely the coldest region in the state.
Now, is the whole town shut down, shops and restaurants, or are people kind of going about their business as usual, just bundled up?
Well, people are tough up north, and a lot of businesses and restaurants and so on are open, but there aren't very many people inside those restaurants and stores, and not many people on the road.
I spotted a jogger this morning. Are you seeing any joggers up there?
No.
That's probably maybe for the best. It's awfully cold out. And I also know that you spoke with some of the city's homeless this morning. What's their situation?
You know, we're used to taking all of this in stride. For instance, the events leading up to the Packer 49ers game, it was almost a matter of civic pride that we could have the coldest football game in the nation. But it's no joke for the homeless. And I did stop in at Catholic Charities, which is a homeless shelter on the west side of Wausau that takes in about 20 people every night. And if they didn't have a facility like that, we'd have a lot of dead people in town. And that's really no joke. Talked to a volunteer who routinely passes out things like earmuffs and hats and hand warmers and toe warmers to the people under the bridges, and they are finding a warm place to stay at night, but the volunteers are not enough to take care of all the people who need the help, so they get shunted around in town between the Catholic Charity shelter, which is open at night, and then Salvation Army during the day. Talk to one young man, 26 years old, who came here from Florida and ended up on the street. He's not used to 25 below zero, and he can't find work. And I think that's really the story in town. That and I ran into an elderly man in his 80s, said he was too embarrassed about his situation to let us use his last name, because here he should be enjoying his retirement, his golden years, and instead he finds that he has to stay in a homeless shelter. And it's sad. It's sad that in the richest country in the world, things like this happen, but they do. And thank God for the shelters, because it's keeping people alive tonight.
And we know Wisconsin can be a tough place, but you add, you know, temperatures like we're seeing, and you really do get situations that are life-threatening, and it sounds like bringing people to the sort of the brink of what they can endure.
Well, indeed, and frostbite is a real problem. With temperatures like this, skin can freeze, exposed skin, in less than a minute. And hypothermia, of course, is a problem. And it's keeping the people who run our emergency shelters preoccupied. I will mention that as cold as this is, it isn't as cold as I've seen it here. In February of 1996, and this is no lie, the temperature reading outside my home in Merrill got down to 43 below zero, and that was air temperature.
43 below.
And I really doubt we'll ever see that again. I was thinking we might come close, but As cold as this is, it isn't as cold as some of the predictions had it being just a couple of days ago.
I walked out of my warm house this morning. Actually, the heater wasn't keeping up. It wasn't that warm. And I thought that it felt not too bad until I realized it was actually kind of hard to breathe. And I think I can't imagine what it would be at 43 below. It's intense stuff. Now, Glenn, you also reported on temperatures at the Packer game yesterday. What conditions did the fans and players face there?
They thought... I talked to a meteorologist, Tony Schumacher, who works at WAOW here in Wausau. He used to work in Green Bay, and he worked at Channel 7 in Wausau prior to that. And he thought it might get down as low as 8 below zero for the game itself, maybe even 10 below. And it was about 10 degrees warmer than that. We had, I think, starting temperatures at 5 above, and it might have gotten down as low as 0 degrees, which is still a problem. If you're sitting in the stands watching a game for 2.5 hours, but not as bad as they thought it was, and it didn't come close to the legendary Ice Bowl back in the 60s when the thermometer reading actually got down to 13 below zero.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I guess we're lucky the game wasn't today. Well, Glenn, thank you so much for joining us and giving us the view from Wausau.
There you go. Glad to be here and glad I'm not outside.
All right, stay warm. Glenn Moberg joining us from Wausau. And now let's hear from Maureen McCollum. She's a reporter in La Crosse. Hey, Maureen.
Hey, Veronica.
So what's the scene like in La Crosse? How's the city coping?
It is, at least when I was driving around downtown around the lunch hour, it was pretty slow down there. Kind of like what Glenn said, the restaurants seemed pretty slow. I did see a lot of delivery drivers on the streets. So hopefully people are tipping them nicely for not having to go outdoors. But, yeah, you know, the streets are empty. It seems like most people are going to work, but some places have given the option of being able to stay home.
Are you seeing things like tow trucks on the road, stalled out cars, or is it just kind of a ghost town?
Surprisingly not. I did not see a single stalled car and not many tow trucks out and about. So hopefully people are just being careful and following the warnings that the roads are pretty slick out there.
Now, Glenn had talked with some of the homeless in Wausau, and I'm wondering what options the homeless have in La Crosse in this weather.
It's interesting because actually La Crosse and Wausau are set up very similarly when it comes to options for homeless people. In La Crosse, we also have a Salvation Army, and Catholic Charities also runs a warming center here. At the Salvation Army, I talked with the major there earlier, and he said surprisingly they saw actually less people last night than they usually have. They still have they're seeing a good amount of people today coming in for meals and whatnot, but he thinks part of the reason that they saw less people last night was because the city of La Crosse, as well as county officials and some area nonprofits, came together and decided to open up the convention center downtown, the La Crosse Center, and make that a warming center starting yesterday, and it'll go into Wednesday morning. This is the first time that they've done anything like this. I went down there to talk with some people, and they took a corner of the convention center, and people brought in hot soup and coffee. I know there are a lot of sandwiches that were donated. There were a handful of people there, about 6 or 7 people when I went. They had about 12 people stay there last night. But, you know, the people were talking about how they were just happy they had another option, somewhere to go. I talked with one man, his name is Chris, and he has a dog that he refuses to part with. And he says it's his best friend, and he puts his dog's need before his own. And they've been staying in their car for the last few months. But he said it's because he can't go to any of the shelters. So when they found out, because shelters don't allow pets, so when they found out that they could both go to the La Crosse Center, they were very happy.
Oh, really? So the La Crosse Convention Center is taking animals, pets?
Yeah, yeah, they say it's on a case-by-case basis. This dog was just the sweetest boxer you've ever met, just so friendly and lovable, greeted everyone that came into the room. So, you know, obviously, if it's a nice dog or a dog that's not going to be problematic for other people, I think it's okay.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. We don't often think about that. When people have to seek shelter, they can leave pets behind.
Right.
And we know we saw a lot of that in Katrina, but of course it's in play right now in Wisconsin, too. And what else are you expecting to see with the weather tomorrow? Are there plans for La Crosse in the next day or so?
I know I have to check in with some of the school districts. I did hear from, we had one school call here, Bangor, said they're going to be starting 2 hours later. But it seems like maybe people have seen what today has brought. I'm sure people will still be seeking shelter, those who need it. But I kind of have a feeling for those who are fortunate to have shelter and have a car and a place to go at night, that they've just prepared well and will probably go on their daily business.
Now, cold weather like this, it can be difficult not just for people who are homeless, but for people who, you know, maybe can't afford the giant puffy parka and the sub-zero boots. Do you know how, you know, what kinds of other challenges people might be facing in this cold?
I know that at least here in La Crosse, efforts like coat drives that they have, there have been some good organization on that end when it comes to preparing to get people coats and mittens and hats. You know, they have all sorts of cold weather drives. And at least when I talked with the folks at the Salvation Army, they're not necessarily getting this surge in people who are asking for donations or asking for another coat right now. I think people have probably prepared a bit when it comes to that, but, you know, those who maybe didn't have the proper coats or mittens, maybe they're just indoors somewhere at the Salvation Army. A lot of people go to the library during the day, just waiting until they can get into the warming center. Or even the people at the La Crosse Center today, you know, there are a handful of people just sitting around reading books, talking with each other.
Maureen, thank you so much for talking with us today and
yeah.
for reporting on it, giving us a scene from La Crosse, and stay warm today.
Yeah, you too.
We've been talking to Maureen McCollum, WPR's reporter in La Crosse.